Pitt and Clemson tomorrow, 3:30. I'll be there in my brand new Vote Kenny t-shirt from 93.7 The Fan. Craig will be there with me. Doran will have pregame. Jeff Hathorn will be covering it. And I brought up last segment the idea of the Steelers drafting Kenny Pickett. And I'm sure Jeff can vouch for that. Kevin Colbert will probably be in the house with the Steelers on the bye. Clemson always has a ton of NFL prospects, especially on defense. He'll be in line for his halftime hot dog and Lay's potato chips, Jeff. And I said to Doran, if he drafted Mason Rudolph in the third round in large part because he watched him carve up Pitt's defense, why wouldn't he be intrigued by Kenny Pickett right now?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't be intrigued by Kenny. I'm not saying that he's, you know, potentially Trevor Lawrence or Kyler Murray or, you know, one of the guys that has come out recently, Joe Burrow, although that's what Clemson compared him to. But, yeah, you've got to take a look. And Colbert was at a previous game. I can't remember if it was Western Michigan or New Hampshire, but he was there scouting in person. And I'm sure Kenny's one of the people that he was keeping an eye on. I mean, why not give it a really strong look?
Jeff, I'm going to put you on a spot right now. What quarterback in the NFL does Kenny Pickett remind you of? If I had to pick right now, it would be of a Dak Prescott-ish type quarterback.
Oh, my God. I take that as the Steelers' next quarterback. Wow. I'd sign in blood for that, Doran.
Size-wise, and I think upside-wise, I think that he would remind me of Dak Prescott. Jeff, who does he remind you of?
I'm going to go back to Burrow. That's who he reminds me of. He's got some elusiveness. He can escape the pocket. And, you know, this year, from what we've seen so far, he doesn't make mistakes. And that reminds me of Burrow. It reminds me kind of Justin Fields last year. I mean, the big thing with Fields was he didn't make any errors. And that's the thing with Kenny. I mean, I don't even think – like, there are times – we've seen it a couple times with Ben over the last few games where interceptions were dropped. And they're like, yeah, there were a couple times where he – you know, the Steelers were fortunate. Like, I don't even remember one of those. Now, the competition is way higher on Saturday, but that's who he reminds me of. That's the type of season he's having to this point.
Jeff, do you think he's legitimately, given the Steelers' situation at quarterback, where Roethlisberger is at in his career and the depth chart behind him, do you think that the Steelers are legitimately scouting quarterback prospects like Kenny Pickett right now?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I mean, that's a position of need. Yes, you don't draft for need, so they say. But
they did with Najee Harris.
Right, but you draft for need. So, yeah, you've got to be looking at all of your options. Whether you get Kenny Pickett or not, you've got to think you're going to draft somebody to at least take a flyer on, you know, kind of maybe like New England did with Tom Brady in, you know, in the late round.
Jeff, you cover both teams, Pitt and Steelers, right? And we're going to bounce back and forth, but we'll stick with Pitt right now. What is this game a must-win for Pitt? I mean, there's so many factors that, like, little detailed factors that I have been pointing out throughout the week that it is, in my opinion, a must-win for Pitt. In order to the perception of Pitt, in order to get over the hump, even with the Kenny Pickett things that are going on right now, do you think that this game is a must-win for Pitt, or could they just, you know, lose this game and still have a great season?
So it's not a must win as far as winning the Coastal. They could lose this game and still win the Coastal and still have a lot of great things in front of them. But to knock that perception, to get, you know, have the fan base truly buy in, like, okay, here we go. It doesn't matter whether Clemson's 26th or second, it's Clemson. You know, big game at home, find a way to win. Yeah, I think it is from that standpoint, but from their season standpoint, it's not must win. It's, you know, they've got opportunities because of the way the ACC is this year to lose a game or maybe even two and still get in the ACC title game.
Jeff, what are you hearing about the atmosphere that fans can expect Saturday at Heinz Field, what college football fans can expect when they turn the game on? I've said to Doran, this is the most excited I've been about a Pitt game at Heinz Field since Penn State came back to town in 2016. But I just wonder if the atmosphere there is going to match what I'm hoping for, looking for out of a game like this.
So I look at it this way. I remember games in the old Civic Arena where the Pens would have 10,000 fans and it sounded like 100,000 because those were 10,000 that were committed to being there were into the team, into the game, and it was loud. And there are times at the current arena where they might have had 18,000, and a bunch of people are there just kind of like, oh, this is the cool thing to do, and it's not as crazy. I think Heinz Field is going to be nuts. It may not be 68,000, but I think the fans that are coming there are hyped. They want this. They, you know, like Doran was saying, they feel like this is the game. This is the must win. They got a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. I think it's going to be among the best atmospheres and maybe the best true pit atmosphere maybe that we've seen at Heinz Field.
Wow.
Jeff, in hindsight, looking towards the end of the season, say Pitt does take care of business and they find themselves in the Peach Bowl. Would you rather cover or watch Pitt play Penn State in the Peach Bowl or a team like Ole Miss in the Peach Bowl that you haven't really seen all year?
I'd rather them go to St. Petersburg or to Oslo and play Penn State. I don't care where it is. I don't care what the bowl is. I don't care what the date is. I don't care if it's 9 in the morning. Like, I don't want to see them play Ole Miss or any of those schools. Give me a matchup with Penn State in a bowl game, and I don't care where it is, what time it is. I'm ready for it.
Damn. Now, Craig, why do you think Doran asked that question? If you had to put your thinking cap on, what do you think made Doran come up with the Penn State Ole Miss comparison?
Well, that tells me that Doran was paying very close attention to the Cook and Joe show earlier today.
Why? What happened on that show?
John McGonigal, who covers Pitt, broke everybody's brain when he said he thinks bowl games should be about seeing teams you haven't seen, and Pitt Ole Miss, to him, has more intrigue than seeing Pitt Penn State because they just played a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm not with Johnny on that one.
Can you find me a human being who is with Johnny on that one?
I'll look.
Maybe James Franklin. That might be the only one. Yeah. Because James Franklin is probably thinking it does nothing for him to have to play Pitt and potentially lose to them in January.
Yeah, maybe Sandy Barber would be the other. But beyond those two, I can't imagine anyone that wouldn't want that matchup.
Jeff, I am trying to put together a list of classic scary movies because I promised Amanda that we would watch scary movies between now and Halloween, and it was my job to put a list of 5 together, and I did none of the work, and I'm supposed to present this list to her tonight. Do you have anything that you would want to submit as a must-see scary movie?
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street.
See, that's why Jeff is the best. He knows what's up in any facet of life. Anything that you talk about, he will give you a quality answer, and that is a quality
answer.
Why
are you such a Nightmare on Elm Street buff, Jeff?
Because you put your head on the pillow, and that movie is running through your mind. And, like, even though the graphics, like, aren't what they, like, you could look at it now and say, okay. But at the time, when you first see it, like, damn. Like, yeah.
Like, think about not being able to sleep, and every time you sleep, there's just like this crazy guy chasing you in your dreams. So you're just
are you giving
to
the movie
the
away right now because I haven't seen it yet?
No, I'm just giving you the gist.
All right, Jeff, we'll look forward to tomorrow. It's a big day for us here on The Fan. Thank you.
Hopefully, no nightmares tomorrow.
On what street is it? What street is Heinz Field's address? No, Heinz Field, Tony Dorsett Way, or whatever
Rooney
the heck it's
Way.
Rooney Way. Yes. Bye, Jeff.
See you guys.